Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Coach's Road podcast. Some exciting news. As you may have seen from our conference, we have a new sponsor for the podcast, which is Coach Tools. And they're going to be kind of helping us out on the podcast side of things as well. So it's a great application for coaches of pretty much any sport. You know, you can plan practices, plan the schedule, you can check in with athletes' well-being, with their feedback sources and everything like that. So go check them out, coachtools.fi. All of that information will be in the show notes. And big thank you to Coach Tools and the guys over there for sponsoring now the Coach's Road podcast. Rick, today we are just going to reflect on our first day of the conference. The first thing I have to say is, wow, that was a lot of fun. Some really great presentations, some really great people that helped us out. Big shout out to Jyrki Hamalainen, our tech guy. He set everything up for us, walked us through it all. And yeah, we had our hiccups, but you know, it was without him, it would have been absolutely a disaster. So big shout out to Jyrki. Thank you a lot for the help and everything like that. Also big shout out to Viramaki and Hagihelia for helping us out, getting that set up and everything like that in the facilities. And then also to Coach Tools as well for sponsoring the event. But to really break it down, we're not going to be too long here. As we mentioned last week, these are going to be a little bit shorter episodes, and we'll still try to get some students on maybe for the next two. But you know, just following the first one, we wanted to just break down the event itself, how it went, how we felt about it, and everything like that. And my first feeling is, yeah, it was a lot of fun, really exciting, really happy to get it underway. But I did not expect it to be that mentally exhausting. You know, we were both sitting there afterwards eating our food and just, we were exhausted. So I want to hear your thoughts, Rick. Go ahead.
Well, first of all, I need to say again, like, as you said, wow, this was, this feeling to actually make this kind of event possible was, first of all, a very exciting feeling. And again, I think we can't emphasize this enough that we have been planning everything and we have been organizing everything, but without agreeing all the speakers, this would have not been possible, because then we would have just sit there and then there would have been a conference, but without content, without speakers. So again, big thanks to the speakers. And as you said, that Jyrki Hamalainen, he did an outstanding job. What I was like you can see he is a real professional with the technology, because he was so patient with everything. And the best way to underline this is that we started the conference at 16 finish time, and I think we got everything done by 15:59. So all the technology things we got done by 15:59. And I was watching the clock. Hey, there are only 5 minutes left, and this guy, he's still like super calm and doesn't worry at all. Like there you can see what a professional he is with the technology. And also, like, for anyone who is planning this kind of event or wants to plan this in the future, that he gave us a really valuable advice, that because we had to book the rooms, and I think we just booked them for 15. He said, oh no, don't do this. Book them right away from 12, because you need a lot of time to set up the technology and everything. So we were able to get in there, I think 13:45. So that was a big help, because otherwise we would have not been able to set up all the technology within 1 hour. And there again, like, there you see that how essential this part is as well. And over the conference itself, I think it was just, as you said as well, afterward, we were really, really exhausted mentally. And during the conference itself, I need to admit that it was very tough to follow all the presentations, because you just wanted to make sure that the logistics running well. And I think, well, we had our few challenges here and there, but before I want to dive into this, I want to ask you, how did you feel about some of the challenges and how did we overcome them?
Yeah, I think, I mean, the challenges, we had a lot, right? Because it was our first day and first time doing something like this. And I think the biggest challenge was just remembering everything, every little thing, you know, like with the technology we were using and everything, there was a lot of little steps. And Jyrki was giving us some advice at the end of the day, like for next week, writing down the exact order of buttons we need to hit and everything like that, so we don't forget it. And And we're definitely going to follow that to try to make it a little bit smoother next week. But it was just really just an interesting process. And it was really hard to kind of follow along with what the presenters were saying and what was going on our desk and everything like that. But I think how we overcame them was just realizing that it doesn't need to be 100% perfect. Like, it's okay if there's a few technical glitches and everything like that. It's okay. The content is still what's important, and the content was excellent in my opinion from all the speakers. So I think that was one thing. And then the timing issue as well. We had some speakers go over and everything like that, and we had a discussion about how we would solve that issue for next week and everything. So I think that I don't know if we've really answered all of the challenges yet. It'll be telltale next week, but you know, it's going to be, I think, a lot of fun. And I think one of the things we really were missing was just on our part was just planning how many people we needed to help us with the computer side of things. And so I think next week we're going to have one or two more hands, more pairs of hands to help us with all of the buttons, with all of the computer screens, introducing guests and everything like that. So we don't have to worry about so many different screens and everything like that. We can just worry about what we need to worry about instead of kind of having to be all over the place. And I think that's one big area where I think we just need an extra pair of hands is just behind the scenes. And I think we'll get that next week with a few of the students. But it was really interesting in that sense, because challenges, they didn't, like, I don't know, it was kind of like, once everything got going, once it got smooth, it was just kind of remembering the buttons that we needed to press. But then obviously, because there wasn't much we could change that during the event yesterday, how we were running things, but there are things we can improve, I think, better for next week. So it'll be interesting how we handle it next week.
And I think the most uncomfortable challenge was basically when we had the time slot for each speaker, and we had some delays with our schedule, because it started with our side. We were able to, because we all exactly. The technology was set up at 16. So originally wanted to have Anders speaking at 16:05, but we were just able to start at 16:05 by ourselves to actually introduce the day. And then Anders started to speak 16:10. So there have been already five minutes on our side. So, and also I think this is something that will be adjusted for the next week. But at the end of the day, somehow I don't even know. I think at some point we were almost 15 or 20 minutes behind, but still we were able to be on time with everything. So that was really, really cool. And I also want to mention that actually I would like to describe that, because the listeners, they probably don't know how this was everything set up in person. Obviously we had the live room, but what I mean is that, so how this process went, we can just describe it because I think it was interesting. So basically we had three computers, and correct me if I'm not right, one with the OBS screen, and then we had two where the guests were joining. So basically how this process went is that the OBS screen was continuously on. When a new speaker joined, Derek or me, we were sitting in front of the computer, just introduced the guest. And before we introduced the guest, we talked to the speaker and described to him what are the next steps and everything. Then you or I, we introduced the speaker, and then the speaker gave his presentation or her presentation, and then we said thanks to the speaker, and then we switched the screen, and then it was your turn, for example. So that was just the process, and that was really interesting to me as well, because we were talking about this, but I did not have a lot of ideas how this will actually look like in person.
Yeah, neither did I. We finished setting up the OBS system on the day of as well, because we needed the HDMI switcher we were using. But it worked out well, I think, in that sense. And we got some feedback that it looked really professional on the other side. And I was watching back some of the videos from the recording as well this morning. And I think it looked really well. Like, it looked really good and everything like that. And it sounded good as well. So hopefully everyone else feels the same way about it. But I think I think, yeah, it was an interesting setup, and that was what's really exciting for me, is just learning something new. And some of the ways we can use OBS, this is completely unrelated, but you can do like full presentations on OBS on Zoom, and you don't have to use a slideshow at all. Like, you can put the information on the screen and everything like that. And so it's really useful for digifacilitation. But I think that's kind of off the topic, but there's a lot of uses for it, and it's very easy to use, and it's free and everything like that. So it was cool to get that experience.
Yeah, 100%.
And then one thing we were talking about that really helped us is we had some friends that were in the audience, and Yerky was in the audience on his phone as well, and just making sure that everything from that side looked good, because we have no idea what you guys saw really as the audience. And until I watched the video this morning, I had no idea what was going on behind, like on the other side of the webinar. And I think that was really interesting as well, because we had people like Heather Mannix, for example, emailed us right away that said, "Hey, Derek's mic was off for the introduction." And I have to own up to that one, because Yerky told me probably 6 times that I need to turn my mic on, and then I just didn't turn my mic on. So
I didn't even know that I had to turn my mic on. I just assumed it was on.
Well, there was 2 different mics. Yours was automatically on and mine had a switch. So
yeah,
I had to turn mine on, but you were fine. And so, sorry, but we had people helping us, and that was really nice to see. And everyone, all of the speakers and everything, they were quite understanding of what was going on and everything like that. So, I mean, it was really easy to deal with the challenges and deal with the kind of adversity, because everyone was just kind of like, "Oh yeah, no worries, it's fine." You know, like that's how it is and everything. So the support we got from everybody, I think made it a lot easier.
That also, like, that's what we discussed, that what we want to point out here as well, that thanks to all of our friends who actually were sitting and watching this and just messaging us directly and say, "Hey, this is not working, this is not 100% working, this is working well," and just provided us with overall feedback. That was a big help for us to actually make some very small and detailed based adjustments within the setting, because as you said, we had no clue what's going on the other side, and we had no clue how it actually feels like to sit on the other side. Because we were so much into this organization process and into this logistical process itself. And I also would like, so again, thanks to all of our friends. And also, with that said, again, if anyone, or for all those people who have been following the conference or have been following the planning process, please send us an email or on Instagram or in Twitter message and provide us with feedback, because this is very valuable for us to, that we know what do we need to adjust for the next 2 weeks. Because that's, again, and we were discussing this in advance, that's the beauty of how we actually structured this conference, is that the conference days, they are not 3 days in a row. Every week there's 1 day. So it makes a lot of things a lot of easier, and gives time to reflect what we do now, and gives time to think, and gives time to make necessary adjustments. And I have only one more question for you. I would like that we answer this both these questions. What were your key takeaways from a personal learning perspective from day one?
I think I don't know, that's tough to say, because I don't know if I've really thought about it enough yet, but I think overall just more help, like more willingness to give up some of the responsibility when it comes to planning and everything like that, and really, like, on the day of, like, really getting people engaged, because I think one of the things that we did poorly was involve the students. That was one of our goals from the beginning, and we didn't do that quite as we wanted to. So really, next year, you know, giving up that responsibility in the planning phase and really getting the students involved early on, to really make sure that, you know, we can do more. The more people we have helping us, the easier the event's going to go, right? So that was probably one thing that I really took away from yesterday. But then the other thing is just the possibilities of technology, like how smooth everything was, even with the hiccups. It felt smooth and everything, and using the OBS and everything like that. So I would say, like, for my coach development in this world where we now use Zoom a lot more than we used to and everything like that, and now people are connected from all over the world, finding different ways to engage people via the OBS software and everything like that. I think those were probably my two key takeaways. What about you?
Well, yeah, I think that also, like, as we said, already discussed with the students, it was a bit unfortunate because we did not communicate this process as good as we should have. As you said, that we will have a look after the next 2 days, and then we will think about how we can improve this area for the next year already. Because we started this process quite early, so probably we need to start planning the next one as well quite early. But now it's time to first wrap up our first one and still to reflect a little bit about this. So my personal key takeaways from a learning perspective for day one is that I was doing some thinking yesterday, and my first point was that, like, how essential, again, this, like, presentation of yourself is. What I mean by this is the communication, especially the nonverbal communication, and how you occur. And the reason why I'm mentioning this is because we have specific communication classes here in school with Salla, who will also presenting on our conference, which is fantastic. And there you can really see the value of these skills that you can acquire during this class, how crucial it is to be present from a nonverbal communication standpoint. So I think that was my first key takeaway. The second one is that, well, we were discussing this now a little bit from the side what could have been done better, but I also want to give some positive on this, is that just again, preparation. I'm very convinced that preparation is one essential key for actually putting things together in a place. And I think our preparation has been professional. 100% we need to make some adjustments, but without this long-lasting preparation process and really triple-checking everything, I think things could have been not as good as they went yesterday. So just, again, preparation is so essential. I think this is also just, again, those two things, and the third one I'll be mentioning, they are just super transferable skills for coaching as well. Preparation is everything, as we could see today, because when we were sitting there, 5 minutes time to go, just imagine you still need to do this, and then there's no time. At some point, time is limited and it's not available anymore. So that's why preparation is so essential. Do you want to comment on any of these before I...
No, keep going. Like,
okay. Last point, my key takeaway is that we had Roger Rönnberg on our podcast, which was a world-class episode, as we have been pointing out. And he mentioned that in the episode that figure out, first of all, get to know yourself, make a test, and figure out how do you react under pressure, your body and your mind and your brain and everything. And certainly there have been yesterday some pressure situations. And now I understand and internalize much, much better what he actually means with this, because in my coaching, I did not feel this kind of pressure yet. But this was very similar to the type of pressure I want to experience in the future. So just then I was thinking about, hey, am I really already that self-aware, and am I already taking the necessary actions that are necessary to act as professionally as possible under pressure? Maybe not 100% yet, but that really made me think about that. When things are on the line, how essential it is to actually be able to take the best possible actions.
Yeah, I think so too. And I think there was some pressure moments yesterday, for sure.
Yes.
Making sure everything was running smoothly, and hitting the right buttons and everything like that. So I think that's a really valuable and really insightful thing you mentioned there, Rick. So thanks for that. But I think that's we'll keep this one pretty short. So I think we'll wrap it up now. As Rick mentioned earlier, if you have any feedback for us on day one, just let us know. We can still make some adjustments for next week and everything like that. So really, really excited for day two. So please share as well the conference and you know, it's still possible to register for days two and three. And day one videos will be up on YouTube here, hopefully already by the time you're listening to this. So yeah, anyway, thanks for listening and thanks to Coach Tools for now sponsoring the podcast. Everyone go check them out on coachtools.fi. I'm coughing a little bit because of the cold weather, but you can check them out and find out more about them on their website down in the show notes. So, all right. Thank you, everybody, and enjoy the rest of the week, and we'll see everyone on Thursday.